There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And day 166 since your president, the ever cognitively struggling Joe Biden, 166 days he promised he wouldn't do it. Now, Linda, why are we pretty much the only group of people that are counting this down? Why are we the only ones? Because I don't see these people getting home. And this idiot this week announces $308 million in humanitarian relief. How about no relief money unless and until every American, every green card holder, every ally, every military family member is home? Hannity, that sounds like arms for hostages. That sounds like you're paying a ransom. I'm not talking about paying a ransom. Don't give them a thing until they release our fellow Americans. I'm saying then you could talk about whatever deals you want to make. Would it probably be like a ransom? Yeah, but they're just giving them the money and getting nothing in return. Nothing. How about give us 10 Americans for every million you get? I don't care. I don't support ransom. But, I mean, why would you give money to people holding our fellow Americans hostage? What the hell is wrong with these people? I mean, you know, you look at this week. I said yesterday the worst day of the Biden presidency. It's really the worst week, losing this Supreme Court decision on vaccine mandates. Thank God. You know, Sinema Manchin saying absolutely hell no to eliminating the filibuster so they can't pass their radical election bill. Oh, God forbid we have voter ID. No, you need voter ID for everything. They don't want voting integrity measures because they think it helps them. They have nefarious intentions. Oh, this is about civil rights. Okay, Joe never lifted a finger. He has some of the most restrictive voting laws in the state of Delaware. Instead of playing the race card the way he did, even Dick Durbin admitted it. Now Sharpton admitted it. Instead of doing that, he could have gone to his own state of Delaware, which he once bragged was a slave state. And how does he get a pass about partnering with the former Klansmen? Imagine if Donald Trump did this, you know, to end, stop the integration of schools and with Robert KKK Byrd. Unbelievable. He didn't want our public schools to become racial jungles. That's what he said. Imagine if Donald Trump ever did that. You know, his public appearances, this guy is deteriorating right before our very eyes. Tell you what I'm going to do next week. I'm going to take videotape of Joe when he started as president or started his campaign and compare it to now because he can't talk anymore. He mumbles, he bumbles, he fumbles. No wonder why he's given less press conferences than the last six presidents combined. It's unbelievable. Not combined, last six presidents by a long shot. His public appearances are a disaster. I don't even know who's worse, him or Kamala Harris. She gave a disastrous interview. You know, it's been a never-ending year of failure and frustration. And as bad as I predicted that things would be, they're worse than even what I imagined. And it's happening faster than I anticipated. The only good thing I can say is their radical election plans are, thanks to Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, that's not going to happen. Build Back Broke America is dead. Nuking the filibuster is dead. By nuking the filibuster, that means the election bill is dead. Court packing is dead. D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood will be dead. Is anyone paying attention? 40-year high with inflation that is costing the average family, the Biden inflation tax, over $5,000 annually. 1 year ago, if you had a $1 bill, it's worth 7 cents less than 1 year ago today. That's how bad things are. What have I been saying? What's the lifeblood of the economy? Energy, oil, gas, coal, It's the lifeblood. Fine, you come up with a new, cleaner, cheaper, practical, usable form of energy. I'm all for it. I'm all of the above. But right now, the world relies on, and the lifeblood of the world's economy is energy, and that's gas, oil, and coal. Now oil, I don't know what it is today. It was, what, $85 a barrel? I'm reading, you know, in the Wall Street Journal, other places, that it could go as high as $125 a barrel. Yeah, you're going to be paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline like California is now. They'll be paying $7.50. And that means as high as prices have gone up, the highest in 40 years, the highest since 1982, it's going to go even higher. And how humiliating, Joe Biden begging and begging OPEC and Russia to produce more oil. And they keep snubbing him and saying no. You know why? Because they know how stupid he is. He's making Russia and Putin rich again. Well, maybe he's just rewarding them for helping his son Hunter out. I don't know. He's not doing very much about the buildup of troops on the Ukrainian border either, and I don't think he's going to lift a finger. I'm going to put together a broad coalition of sanctions. Okay, you're going to sanction the sale of oil? Are you going to get our Western European allies to not buy their oil from Putin? You want to fix inflation? Go back to the energy independence policies that Donald Trump had. Make America yet again a net exporter of energy. And we're not going to have to pay $1.50 more a gallon and $1,000 more this year to pay for heating our homes. You know what's selling they don't have enough of? Firewood. People are trying to find ways to cut their heating bills. Did you know that, Linda?
Yeah, and there are people that,
and then what the other people are doing is they're actually consolidating in some of these cold states. They're consolidating where the fireplace is, and they're using like plastic, thick plastic, to keep the heat from the fireplace in there while the rest of their home, you know, is freezing. And then, of course, what does that do? It runs the risk that their pipes are going to freeze. And then the pipe explodes, and forget it. I've had two pipes explode, and it ain't cheap. And then you have to fight the insurance company. They dropped me after the second one. Wasn't my fault. But that's what people have to do. I mean, it's a 33% approval rating. Good job, Joe. And I haven't even mentioned this COVID disaster. You know, see, it's a travesty. Donald Trump doesn't have enough testing. This is in July of 2020. Okay, he's getting all the PPE possible. He's mobilizing the entire country. He's working on Operation Warp Speed. He's building, getting our car manufacturers to build ventilators, which are so sophisticated technically and technologically that the car, I talked to people in the car industry, they told me, they said they looked at how complicated that machine is, and they said, holy Adam Schiff, this is not easy to duplicate here. This is a complicated piece of equipment, and it is. I have friends of mine on ventilators right now. Breaks my heart. Every day I'm writing, what's the number? What is the number? All right, if they turn them, what's the number in that position? How much oxygen are they putting in? What's the saturation rate? This is now my extra job. And it's not that I mind helping people, but I wish people would call me. As soon as you get people that know me, call me immediately. Because when it's late, I can't help you. That's the problem with COVID. If you're in that 1%, day, and you're feeling fine. My oxygen level's fine. It's day five. I'm feeling okay. A little heavy breathing, but not bad. My temperature, you know, I'm managing it with Tylenol. Okay, day seven when it hits your lungs, and day eight, nine, and ten is when the damage is done. And all they do is say, yeah, if you have a temperature, take extra strength Tylenol. If your oxygen saturation drops below 90, you probably want to go to an emergency room. These idiots don't understand. If you get to that point and your oxygen goes from 92 to 88 to 85 to 82, you're in deep Adam Schiff. And at that point, the damage is done. That's why we bring on doctors that talk about proactive medicine, and we add the caveat, but you got to talk to your own doctor. That's why, you know, it is unforgivable we don't have the testing and we don't have monoclonal antibodies. We've had them for 18 months. Why aren't they mass produced? We have all these antivirals that every doctor I talk to, I don't know much about them. I'll be honest. You got to ask your doctor about it. But every doctor I interview, without fail, that never happens, where every doctor says the same thing. And they've been designed by Pfizer has one and Merck has the other. And they just rave about them. I mean, I just can't believe it. Kamala Harris, she has no answer about whether she and Joe are running again. She gives the answer, I know we're short on tests, and just go to Google. By the way, the Washington Post gave Biden 4 Pinocchios for his claim that he was arrested during the civil rights protests. He tells these lies constantly. You know, Biden White House reeling after a week of defeats, setbacks, policy flops. That has been the entire year with this guy. In 6 days, it'll be one full year of literally undoing and destroying every good thing that Donald Trump did. There's a way to fix it, go back and re-implement what was working, and then you can sleep the night away and the day away, and we don't need to hear from you anymore. And we'd be that much better off. I mean, you know, the CDC fact-checks liberal justices pushing a vaccine mandate, really? That's their answer? Americans don't trust the CDC. I don't trust them anymore. They have failed on such a spectacular level. Fauci, I don't trust him either. He should have been long fired for lying about the origins of the COVID-19 virus. The NIH, I have no use for them. That's why most people in this News Nation poll that came out yesterday, they trust their doctors. And it's only 62%. People are dubious of everybody. And by the way, they have caused all of us with their ever-changing standards and protocols and mixed messaging. They caused all of this. Hospitals now reaching full capacity. I mean, how is that possible when he said on the 4th of July, oh, it's mostly behind us now. You know, I'm going to shut down the virus. Yeah, oh, you're doing great, Joe. It's unbelievable. I mean, people are mocking Kamala Harris for this TV interview. It was a layup interview. It was a friendly interview. There was no hard questions in it. Are you going to run for re-election? You know, what do you say to people that are looking for more tests? They had to clean up her mess and say, we won't have 500 million tests going out. No, she got that part wrong, but we'll fix that tomorrow, meaning today. I'm sure they'll fix it by 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. tonight. Manchin hasn't talked to the president since before Christmas. No renegotiation of Build Back Better. He's joined Kristen Sinema. No way is he giving up on the filibuster. None of that's happening. You know, not Kamala's non-answer about changing up on COVID strategy, whether it's time for the administration to change COVID strategy. How about, we need warp speed to produce testing, antivirals, monoclonals. We ran out of everything because we didn't anticipate. We never saw Omicron coming. How could you not see Omicron coming? By the way, let me give them a heads up. There's another variant coming. You've been warned. You don't just vote in November. Every month you vote with your dollars in your pocket, the money you spend with the companies you spend it with. And if you're still paying these overpriced wireless carriers, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, etc. Well, why? Because Pure Talk will give you the exact same 5G network, the exact same cell towers. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and you start paying half your first month. Average family is saving almost $1,000 a year. It's a veteran-run business, great people. It's simple to make the switch. Just dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword save now, and you'll even save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.